Dana Chang, who is the senior editor of China News for the Epoch Times newspaper, is back with us. And Dana, I appreciate you coming on. What do you think of the stories of the last few days where a number of intelligence agencies and, quite frankly, commentators now seem to be conceding that China probably hasn't been fully transparent about the infection rate or the death rate since the very beginning of this pandemic?
Well, we have been reporting their false data since the beginning. They say that Wuhan had 2,500 deaths. But last few days, the family members have been collecting ashes from cremation center, and estimation is 20 times the number government published. 20 times. That's minimum. Cremation center is not the only place that they burn the bodies. They delivered 40 mobile furnaces to Wuhan. Oh. And we have no number, like, how to estimate that. But we do know that we reported one factory was getting an order in early February to produce 1 million funeral body bags. 1 million. So the number could be way more than 20 times what the government reported.
If you look at the population of China, more than a billion people, and obviously there's density in some of the larger cities, is it even conceivable that this 82,400 number from China is correct, especially when you look at our number in the United States right now, where the positive tests are at 216,000? Is there any way that could even remotely be right, or is that just a reflection of the fact that the Chinese didn't test the same way the Americans are?
Well, it's deliberately underreported. Mm-hmm. They fear that the Communist Party would lose the power, and they do not want to face the question from people. So they deliberately lower the number at least 20 times, at least over a million, even in Wuhan. Countrywide, a lot higher. We reported actually last week that according to the government report, last 2 months, there were 20 million decrease of mobile subscribers. Mm-hmm. 20 million.
So what happens next for the average person in China? There have been rumblings of a renewed push against the government. We saw the protests in Hong Kong, which I think have pretty much stopped because of the virus. Does the average person in China, are they aware of the widespread nature of this and what you're suggesting, all these people who've been cremated who are not being reported as dead?
Well, they don't believe in government number. Mm-hmm. They don't believe that. And right now they are very nervous because they realized there are a lot of people who have light symptom or no symptom. They also carry virus. They can spread. And those people have never been included in the data. So if they are not careful, it can have another outbreak. In fact, Beijing will not allow anyone from Wuhan and Hubei to enter Beijing. And although they lifted the ban, and in Shanghai, they opened a few, like, tourist sites. Mm-hmm. After a few days, they closed down. Yeah. So they must have spotted some symptoms. And hospital in Wuhan, there was one day when the government reported no increase of cases, that one hospital had 120 patients. Local government officials sat in the hospital and make sure that doctors do not report those numbers.
Just deliberately fabricate.
Yes.
That.
Yeah.
Dana, I've got to ask you, I know the Chinese government does not like you and they do not like your newspaper. Maybe you can shed some light on why it appears to me that a number of the government spokespeople are being very antagonistic and ugly to the United States about how the United States is dealing with this virus. That doesn't seem very prudent on their part to antagonize President Trump or the Americans, given that most of us think that they have mismanaged this. Why are they doing that?
Because every time it has a crisis, it needs to find a target outside China to direct people's attention. When they blame it on the U.S. and ran the big campaign inside China, say, oh, U.S. created all this virus, everyone poured the anger on U.S. instead of on CCP, Communist Party.
So that's designed for the people of China to try to make sure they don't overthrow their own government.
It's more for that. And there's a saying among Chinese, if there's a big problem, they, meaning Communist Party, blame on U.S. If there's a small problem, blame it on Japan. If there's still a crisis, attack Taiwan.
Very interesting. Culturally, that's different from what we're used to, or I think it's different from what we're used to. I've become much more questioning and skeptical of what our government tells us here in the United States, so maybe I can identify a little more with the average person in China based on that. Dana Chang is the senior editor of China News for Epoch Times. Mm-hmm. I do have to go, Dana. I really do appreciate you talking with us, and I'm certain we'll talk to you again in the coming weeks. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Yep.